hello. Welcome to Healthy Perspectives, a podcast that takes on current cultural and social issues through a clinical lens. Hello, hello. All right, welcome back. Thank you for all of those who have subscribed, followed, all of those things on so many of the different platforms. It's very helpful and we very much appreciate it. We have no false ideas of becoming super infamous or anything, but what we want to do is make sure we get this information out to the people who need it. So please keep forwarding it to friends, regardless of whether they subscribe or follow or anything like that, if it's helpful. And I've been on this little stint. I did some elitism stuff, then I did some follow-up elitism stuff, essentially. Not exactly elitism, but I definitely hit on that where the friend group thing, and possibly narcissism, I went into that. But today, a couple of things. One, I want to tell you why there's been a slightly more erratic download or upload of my content. So I'm going to do that. But then I want to go over privilege. I want to talk to you about privilege because there's a major problem, in my opinion, with how we're looking at privilege. And if we don't make an adjustment with how we look at privilege, I kind of am concerned that a lot of you are going to be set back in ways that are completely unnecessary. Completely. So first, let's go back to the initial. I've been a little bit erratic. I have had some stuff going on in my family that has needed some attention with my grandmother. And so I have been out of the office periodically, and it's caused some scheduling tensions. And so the result is, if something has to go, the one thing that I have on my docket that makes me no money, it actually costs me time and quite a bit of it, is the podcast. And so there is the possibility over the next several weeks, I don't know, we'll see how things play out, that there might be a little bit more of an erratic upload of my content. And that's purely because scheduling is potentially going to interfere. So if that happens, just know I'm out there, trying to create space and time so that I can visit my grandmother a little bit more frequently until things settle down, and hopefully they will. All right. And I'll keep you posted if something significant were to happen and I need to be gone for an extended period of time. But we may be looking at, most weeks I should be able to get two or three. I try to go for three every week, but I can't promise you that, especially if I'm going to have to pinch on my time at some point. So there is that. All right. Back to the topic of the day. The topic of the day is privilege. And a lot of you out there, just the fact that I brought it up, are probably triggered by it a little bit. And I get it. I get it, because what we have been taught is we've been taught to look at this in unhealthy ways. So I'm going to show you the beginnings of a video. And in this video, what I want you to do, for those of you who are following on Rumble or YouTube, you'll be able to see it. For those of you who can't, you should be able to hear it. It's kind of tough to hear because this was recorded outside. Most of you, I'm sure, at some point have seen this or clips of this. And what I want you to do, if you don't mind, is I want you to try to figure out what's unhealthy about the way this is set up. Okay. Because I know there's going to be some things in here that if you're paying attention, you're going to see and you're going to be like, that part's probably a little bit unhealthy. All right. So the setup. Okay. That's what we're going for. We want to look at the setup. Okay. So take a look. They're all on a line. They're getting ready to run the race. Now this race is for $100 and they're talking about social inequalities. All right. So hang with me. It's all going to make sense, all right? I'm not going to show the whole thing. I'm just going to show a clip of it.
Our bill, the winner of this race will take this. It's a $100 bill. Before I say go, I'm going to make a couple statements. If those statements apply to you, I want you to take two steps forward. If those statements don't apply to you, I want you to stay right where you're at. Take two steps forward if both of your parents are still married. Take two steps forward if you grew up with a father figure in the home. Take two steps forward if you had access to a private education. Take two steps forward if you had access to a free tutor growing up. Take two steps forward if you've never had to worry about your cell phone being shut off. Take two steps forward if you've never had to help mom or dad with the bills. Take two steps forward if it wasn't because of your athletic ability, you don't have to pay for college. Take two steps forward if you never wondered where your next meal was going to come from. I want you guys up here in the front just to turn around and look. Every statement I've made has nothing to do with anything any of you have done.
Okay, folks. What did you see? What did you see that is a problem with this segment of the video that I showed you? What's unhealthy about the way in which that went down? Some of you are going to probably point out, some people could take bigger steps. Some people might say, well, there seemed to be some racial stuff going on. And some of you are going to say, wow, there's definitely some privilege there. And what does that mean? I'll tell you what's wrong with what you just saw. We're taught to look at each other. Yeah, that's a problem. Now, I'm not saying you can be naive to what's going on with each other. But when you're running a race, I mean, if you've ever been on a track running a real race, you're not necessarily looking at the other people. You're running your race. Ooh, I'm using some pretty specific language there. We're also taught to look for excuses. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. We're taught to go the same direction. And oftentimes we are taught to go towards money. Let me ask you a question. Now, I have a legit question for you. Would you want to change places with another person if you had to take on everything they have? Everything. If you're in the back of that, would you want to switch places with somebody in the front if it meant you had to take on all of their strengths and their weaknesses, their privileges and their detriments, taking it all on? Would you still want to switch places? And now some of you out there are probably going, I got nothing to lose. Those of you who are saying that, if you're listening to this right now, it's because you're not paying attention to your race. Your race, where you can identify your strengths. You're busy looking at everybody else's race. And I don't mean to be harsh, but I also gotta speak the truth as I see it. Here, we believe in healthy perspectives, ones that free you from the burdens that other people are placing on you. And frankly, this whole conversation about privilege is often a burden others are placing on you and you accept. See, most of us were taught to cherry pick the things to be jealous about. Oh, I'm jealous of their money. I'm jealous of their athletic abilities. I'm jealous of their looks. I'm jealous of their hair. I'm jealous of, their social skills, their knowledge. You're cherry picking. And to be honest, it's a very inaccurate, inauthentic way of living life. But when we speak about privilege here in 2024, oftentimes that's what we're doing. Their success comes from one thing. They are white. They came from wealth. A little anecdote here for you. I've done this exercise clinically with groups before. If I ask somebody in the front, do you want to trade places? And they wrestle with it. They take pity on the people in the back. Do you want to know what that does to the people in the back? I watched it happen multiple times. They get pissed. They're like, Don't take pity on me. I don't want your charity. Run your dang race. That's what they say. 99% of the time. I've done this a bunch. They do not want you to take it easy on them because you're in the front. They just don't want you getting in their way if they start to succeed. Don't cut them off. Don't knock them down. Don't trip them. If they can get the momentum going to run a heck of a race and make up a bunch of ground, don't get in their way. That's what I'm telling you what they say. Not only that, but the people in the back, if you say, do you want to switch places? They're like, no. It elicits this competitive fire in them of like, I'll do more with less. Now, unfortunately, there's this other side of the reality there, which is most people do not change position very much during their lifespan. So, generation after generation, you have people starting up at the front or in the back. And I ask you this, why? Why don't they change position? And if you went to an excuse right now, you should check yourself a little bit. Because you don't have to stay where you are. Some people will say, well, some people have 10 steps to take to get there, when others only have three. Okay. I've heard that argument. And the point of that argument is what exactly? Run your race. Sometimes you have a harder race to run. I get it. If I do this exercise, I start in the back. If you look at my history, I am clear in the back. All of those questions, I am clear in the back. I literally would be starting in the very back. And you'd be like, yeah, but you're a white male. Okay. I'm not saying that that hasn't historically been something in our nation. But that didn't get me to where I'm going. I had to look at my race just like you have to look at your race. You can't look for the excuses or you won't succeed. You have to look for the reasons to succeed. Matter of fact, start even before that. What race are you in? What is your race? Are you running for money? Or maybe a family? Maybe you're running for something that you think is spiritually inspired, for God. Are you running for friends? Are you running for things? Do you want to accumulate stuff? Are you running for prestige or wisdom? Look, these things, depending on what your race is, what are you running toward? You may not want to go the same direction as everybody else. I find that for me, I often don't. I'll tell you where I will have conflict. I'll tell you straight up. If my podcast ever starts making money, like any significant money, more than a few cents at a time, I'm going to have conflict. Because I wasn't starting this to make a ton of money. I'll have to wrestle with that if it happens. I invite that to occur. Most likely, I can tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to find people and not give them a hand out, but I'm going to give them a hand up. What does that mean? It means I'm going to get them better sneakers for their race. I'm not going to teach them how to run faster. They got to figure that out. I'm not going to pay for them to skip spots ahead, because then they won't know the challenge of running the race. But they could put some shoes on their feet. Maybe that'll help. The race you run, folks, has to be your race. My encouragement to you today, stop looking at all these other people. Stop making excuses. Stop believing you have to go the same direction as everybody else. Because you don't. That's the beauty of real diversity. Not this stuff that they're teaching. And I don't know, that's a whole different subject, okay? So I'm not going to go down that path too far. But real diversity means we do have different strengths, different weaknesses. We should be using your strengths and your weaknesses wisely. If you're not good at something, buddy you up with somebody who's good at that thing. And if you are good at something, you should be giving that to the world. Because that's a healthy perspective, folks. Privilege today is often talked about as a means of holding people down. Flip that narrative, folks, please. And share this with people who would benefit from it. Flip the narrative. I'm not going to be held down because I'm black or brown or white or tall or short or fat or thin, or I'm not going to be held down because of that. I'm going to choose to run my race. I know that means you got to look at what you're running toward. And I know there's going to be obstacles in your way, and you're going to have to overcome them. Because no matter what road you pick, folks, there's going to be obstacles. I'm telling you to look at that as part of the fun. Because it is part of the fun. When you accomplish something hard, but you accomplish it, does it not register with you that that was a success? Because it was hard. For some of you, that's going to be high school. For some of you, it's going to be college. For some of you, it's going to be walking. For some of you, it's going to be running. For some of you, it's going to be doing a Spartan. For some of you, it's going to be getting out of bed and surviving your day until you can get to the next part of your road. There's one more thing I want to hit before we go. earned privilege. There is such a thing as earned privilege. And here's the funny thing about earned privilege. People don't generally talk about it. And why don't they talk about it? Because there's no proof that it was earned. Except there is. You know when you have done something well that was hard and it got you to a place where you were hoping to go. That's earned privilege. You do something hard and get to a place that you want to go, and you earned that privilege. Maybe that's a vacation. Maybe that's building a house. It could be all kinds of things, folks. There is. Do not neglect this part of it. In your race, there are going to be moments of earned privilege where you have a privilege because you earned it. And I would suggest earned privilege is far more significant than any given privilege, any privilege that we got because of nothing that we did. I hope this has you thinking about some stuff. If it does, send us an email, send us a note on one of the social media sites, share it with a friend. Let this get out there and make a difference. Thank you so much for joining us. And as always, we appreciate having you. Have a great day. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. We appreciate our audience a lot, so we give you some simple ways to track us down. Please like, subscribe, and follow all the podcasts on different platforms, but you can also email us at healthyperspectives@protonmail.com, or you can check out our website at healthy-perspectives.com/podcast. It's a backward slash. So if you want to go to our landing page, if you go to healthy-perspectives.com, you'll still find us. You just got to click on the podcast button. Thank you so much.